Good morning. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This week I've been sharing on the blood of Jesus Christ and making comparisons to the Old Testament and what the New Testament, the differences, and what the blood of Jesus Christ does for us in the New Covenant. You know, as Peter says, "For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." So we've been looking at how the blood of Jesus Christ washes us, it redeems us, gives us peace with God, justifies us, makes so that we can have a relationship with God, and gives us overcoming power. And this morning I want to look at two more. And the first one I want to look at, it says in 1 John 1:7, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." And so as we walk as Christians, as we walk in the light, walking in transparency and honesty, openness, not hiding things, having faith in Christ and his blood is continually cleansing us. You know, just as our bodies, the blood in our bodies is cleansing us and is cleaning out the toxins and the poisons, you know, continually. But, you know, take someone who has cancer, their blood is no longer cleaning their body, you know, and the sickness is overtaking, you know. And that is just a physical example of how the blood of Jesus Christ, as we walk in honesty and transparency, it continually cleanses. But if we let sin start to reign, you know, the blood of Jesus Christ will no longer cleanse us. And so as 1 John 1:6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And so the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us as we walk in the light, as he is in the light. And we have fellowship with one another, with Jesus Christ. We have fellowship with him. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So it's very important, you know, to walk continually in the light as he is in the light, that we can receive a continual cleansing from the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And so that's another aspect of what the blood of Jesus Christ does for you and I as born-again believers. And then the last aspect that I want to look at is in Revelation 7. Revelation 7, verses 9 through 17. It says, this is what John, the apostle, saw. He says, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes." I want you to notice, with white robes, "and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?" Notice, one of the elders is asking John, "What are these that are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?" And I, John, said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said to me, "These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." And so we see here that the blood of the Lamb on that great day is also going to give us a robe of white so that we can stand before our Lord Jesus Christ and our holy God, blameless and spotless, without spot on us, that the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us to that aspect, that we will have a white robe that will be stand before our God, our holy God, perfect. And so, my friend, you don't want to miss this white robe. You know, the blood of Jesus Christ truly is precious. And so, it's, you know, it may be a bloody theology, but eternal life is in the blood of Christ. Whoever lives just as the life of the flesh is in the blood. You know, our life is in the flesh of the blood, and eternal life is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Your only hope for life eternal is in the blood of Christ. If you are trusting in anything else, your good works, your own goodness, your own, you will not be saved from the wrath of God on the day of judgment. It's only the blood of Jesus Christ that will make you whole. You know, as the songwriter says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's only the blood of Jesus Christ that can make us perfect when we stand before our holy God. And I want to share two more verses here in Hebrews chapter 13. It says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This is an everlasting covenant. This is what God has ordained. It's an everlasting covenant. And this is what the blood of this everlasting covenant will do. Verse 21, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So the blood of Jesus Christ, if you're struggling in life, you need overcoming power, you need the blood of Jesus Christ. Because the blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that will give you victory. There's overcoming power. And may God bless you and thank you for listening.